The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess on News Radio. This morning we have an exciting guest from Air Care, Gulf Coast Air Care. And I have in my, who do I have in here? Tell everybody who you are.
It's Todd Sandworth. I'm the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care, have been for 30 years locally here. And we do air duct cleaning and HVAC tune-ups and indoor air quality, and I've been a member of the community for a long time, business and, you know, as a resident. I appreciated our previous guest there because I'm a veteran myself, and so it's good to see that there's resources that are being talked about and being used for a lot of our veterans in the area.
Incredible business. Excellent business.
So today we should probably talk about some of the indoor air quality impact we have from all this hot weather, because we've been under a heat index, it seems like, for weeks. I don't know. It's been a long time since there wasn't a heat index.
I think my skin is melting.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like when I open up that door, it's that slappy in the face kind of hot.
Right. So everybody's air conditioner's running wide open. And, you know, so if you're tuned up and you have your air conditioner clean and running efficiently, you typically don't have any issues other than you're trying to, you know, stay comfortable from the high heat that we have in the summertime. I think the Farmer's Almanac references from now till close to the end of August is the dog days. And that's an astrological reference, but, you know, it's certainly a reference to the heat that we have here. So, and in talking about the heat outside, a lot of that migrates indoors. And that's where we come into play at Gulf Coast Air Care, because we're trying to make the indoor environment healthy, comfortable, and energy efficient. And in doing that, you know, over the years that we've been in the marketplace and, you know, on the radio, trying to help people educate and understand their systems. You know, that's where we kind of have our focus on indoor air quality issues.
That's great. If you have any questions this morning for Todd, call in or text our line at 850-437-1620. We are talking today with Gulf Coast Air Care.
Right. And so one of the things that we do as well, you know, people always ask me like, well, what can I do where I don't have to get a professional involved? And, you know, it's sometimes simple things like you need to know where your drain line's at outside, because that water's been pushing through that drain line since the air conditioner started up in late April, May. And if it gets clogged up, you're going to have a flood. So go find the drain line and see if it's got clean, clear water coming out. If it's all slimy and nasty, got boogers around it, you need to either clear it or get somebody to help you clear it out.
Nobody wants boogers in the drain line.
Yeah. It's not a good situation. You know, and that slime just backs up and, you know, it just is problematic. The other thing is air filtration. You know, I have a saying that I've said for years. It's actually copyrighted. But if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. And so we tell people, you know, just take care of your air filter. That's something easy you can do. If you have an air filter that's problematic or it's an oddball size, you need something better, call us 850-934-2768 and we'll be happy to help you figure out, you know, what's the best scenario for you as far as filtration and maintenance that you can do. And then also we can do a quick inspection, kind of let you know if you're having indoor air quality issues, what that source problem is and what the solution is.
Now tell me, Todd, how long have you been doing this?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, 1994 we started up. And
I thought you were 29. And I'm 29.
Yeah, I was 29 just last year, I think. Yeah, that's
good,
it.
Good to know.
And then I was 39 the year before that, and I was 49 the year before that. So anyways, we've been at it a long time. I'm a veteran. We're a veteran-owned company, and I worked for Department of Defense at NAS before I started this company.
Great.
So I had common ground with the coffee guy that just left.
And I think I love it. I think it's great. You have that connection. Yeah. And I love hearing and seeing when someone has worked at NAS and they stay here. Pensacola feels home.
There are tons of veterans here. There are tons of people who have served. And, you know, that's part of our scenario, too, is we like to take care of our veterans and people that need, you know, help or assistance. I know what it's like to be on active duty, to be on deployment and all that sort of thing. So when you have issues, indoor air quality issues on the home front, you want somebody that's looking out for your best interest. I don't know how many times I go to Navarre and Mary Esther in these areas, and, you know, the wife is dealing with, home front issues, and, the spouse is on deployment with Hurlburt, and we have a big contract with Hurlburt that we've been working down there a lot this summer. But, you know, trying to help people just figure out what's going on. And a lot of times these indoor air quality issues, it sounds rather complicated, but when you apply 30 or a cumulative amount of knowledge like we have in our company, I have guys that have been on my team for 26, 28 years. And when you apply that knowledge and experience to an issue, we can make it feel like, oh, well, this doesn't seem like it's a really super complicated thing.
What is the most common air quality issue that you come across?
Lack of maintenance is the biggest thing we see. I mean, if your coil gets a buildup on it, it'll drop in efficiency, and then you have, you know, mold growing. This is a humid climate, so humidity is a huge factor in comfort. But it also, if you have high humidity conditions because the system is not tuned correctly, that humidity will eventually lead you down the pathway to mold, microbial growth, allergens, pollutants, contaminants, that sort of thing. And it's important to understand, you know, the factors in you know, how do I prevent that from happening? How do I keep from having a moldy duct system?
Because that causes a whole nother host of issues, with you yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, then you go from, in a lot of cases, simple cleaning or maintenance and, you know, the regular process to replacements and remediation and renovation of the duct system. And then that's a whole different ball of wax there. You know, it's different can of worms.
So we do have a question in our text line. Again, okay. If you want to ask Todd a question, 850-437-1620. Here's a question. What is the difference in air filters, high-priced ones, and the cheap green/blue one? What do you recommend to get?
Yeah, so that is a great question. I get that often. The filters are rated by the MERV system, MERV, which is Minimum Efficiency Reporting Value. And it starts out at MERV 2. That's the cheap blue filter that you can read the newspaper through that one. Catches the flying bowling balls that are flying through your house and your air conditioning system and all that. Filtration is based on airflow, velocity, filtration capacity. And the one thing that I find is a very common, it's probably number two on the list, is undersized return. So I got a 3-ton unit with one filter in it. Maybe it's 14 by 25. It's way undersized. So my analogy is we're trying to run but breathe through a coffee straw. You just can't get enough airflow through that filter and have it be efficient if the return is undersized correctly. So back to our MERV setting. So that cheap MERV 2 allows plenty of airflow to go through there but doesn't catch a lot of the particulate. On a MERV 11, you know, that's the sharp, folded, pleated type filter. And then there's a MERV 13 out there too. MERV 16 is true HEPA filtration. And that's a special application for most residential systems, you know, based on how we're talking here this morning. There are ways to put HEPA filtration in a residential, but you've got to do a whole filtering system with, major changes. So a lot of people use anywhere from MERV 6, which is the kind of the rounded pleat, or on up to MERV 11, which is kind of a tighter pleated type filter. And basically, it's a little bit more restrictive in airflow, so your return has to be sized correctly. So in other words, you want to have two returns on the, you know, on the unit so that airflow can go through two filters. It causes you to have to change two filters, but you get enough airflow through there to cycle through the system and then operate the equipment properly.
Now, how long do filters last, or how long should they last?
Well, there's a lot of filters out there that are 30-day filters. There's a lot of filters that are 90-day filters. And then in other parts of the country where they have this ducted return, they don't have central returns like we do, they change their filter once per season, so twice a year. And that's not something that we find typically down here. We recommend that the filtration, and I didn't bring my sample in with me, but next time I'll bring it. The sample AirSafe filter that we have is a permanent frame. You put the frame in and out of the filter grill, and then you just change this media piece out. It's a flat polyester, kind of like a pad, and you tuck it into the frame and put it in there. We recommend monthly on that. Obviously, in the summertime, you got a lot more runtime on the filter than you do in, say, October, November, January, February. So you can get away with a couple months during those periods. But in the height of summer, June, July, August, like we're having now, you're probably changing that filter every month. At my house, I have a counter on the thermostat that tells me after 360 hours of runtime, light comes on, says, "Hey, knucklehead, change the filter."
I need one of those.
Yeah, and it's that's part of the one of the features built into my thermostat. Honeywell makes a great thermostat for that. So in July, I get there in 3 weeks because the air conditioner's running. Now we have a whole house dehumidifier at my place because you know that the air conditioner can only do so much dehumidification.
Right.
So all that humidity is taken out by the whole house dehumidifier. Now, the air conditioner's running a lot this year, this time of year, because it's so warm outside and that migrates in. You know, and we look at other aspects of people's indoor air quality, like what's the insulation like? What's the duct system like? How's it located? What, you know, is the equipment sized correctly? You know, is it clean? And all of those things are factors in getting good indoor air quality, healthy environments, and, you know, comfortable spaces indoors.
What would you say some common misconceptions about indoor air quality that you often hear from your clients? Like maybe someone like me who knows very little.
Yeah, you know, the biggest question I get is how often do we need to have our ducts cleaned? And it depends on how you run your thermostat, how you change your filter, and what you got going on in the house. You know, if there's one or two people living there, or if there's four kids and two dogs and a cat and a bird, and, you know, there's a difference in the amount of particulate that's generated or usage of that HVAC system, so it'll be different. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association, which we are certified, I've been on one of their certification crews for many years.
That was going to be our next question. Are you still on their committee?
Yeah, I'm still on one of their committees. And so they say that at a minimum, you should have somebody looking at your air conditioner once a year. So we recommend in that spring, beginning a summer situation. If you haven't had somebody look, now's a perfect time because we still got July, August, September. You know, the balance of the summer is still in front of us. Let's get a look at that and make sure that nothing jumps up. There's nothing worse than, you know, a Friday afternoon late, Saturday afternoon, your air conditioner lays down in the height of summer, and then you're like, oh, man, we got to get somebody out here to service this or figure out what's going on. Whereas an inspection to tell you, you know, hey, you should be looking at this, and that. You know, that drain line thing is a huge,
right?
You know, that's an easy thing that anybody can do. Go outside, get those leaves and weeds and mud out from around that line. I mean, it's been dripping water out of there constantly all day when the air conditioner runs for 3 months. So, you know, it's got some buildup in it.
Right.
And, so those are simple things that you can do.
If you have any questions, you can text in at 850-437-1620. You can also visit GulfCoastAirCare.com and give the experts a call at 850-343-4098. Or you can maybe send them an email to info@GulfCoastAir.com.
Yep, that's the one we use. You know, it's beach season, and so we're going back and forth to the beach. We just survived the Blue Angels Air Show out there. So, you know, how does that tie into us? Well, we do a lot of dryer vent cleaning. So when you're drying beach towels and you got those big, heavy loads and then that dryer doesn't work right, it's like, man, this thing takes forever to dry a load of beach towels.
How much sand do you think's in some of those?
Well, so that the dryer vent probably needs to be cleaned. And that's one of the things that we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. Call us and, you know, we'll help you get that dryer vent cleaned. If it's slow to build up, or I mean to dry the clothes, you might have a lint buildup in that dryer vent line somewhere, and we can help you with that. We've been doing dryer vents for a long, long time, and some of our craziest stories of, you know, oh my God, can you believe what they found, you know, whatever. And some of those are dryer vent stories, so believe it or not. So.
I think people think I'm cleaning the vent that's in the front of my dryer.
Right.
But they're forgetting about the back end, how things are exiting.
Well, anything that gets past that lint trap in the appliance itself is headed for the back of the dryer and then into that that dryer connection there. And oftentimes when you push that dryer back against the wall, you know, that thing will have a kink in it or have a sharp turn in it. Everywhere there's a 90-degree turn in there, you get a chance for a buildup of lint or particulate or all, you know, kinds of crap in there. And so that's one of the things that we'll help you with when we do the dryer cleaning.
So we have a great review in our text line. I've used Todd's company on several occasions. Not only does he know what he's doing, but he and his crew truly care about you and your family's air care needs. They are efficient and worth every penny you invest in your home with Todd's company. And that was from Scott Bollinger.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine.
That is excellent.
I've been knowing Scott for a long time. And we have done quite a few bit of work for Scott. So thank you for that, Scott. Appreciate you listening in today. He's another veteran, you know, friend of mine as well. So
this is a great morning.
Yeah, yeah. We're hearing from our people out there, which is a good thing. So, you know, we do take that approach of a, you know, we operate, you know, I don't have employees. I have teammates.
That's
team
great.
Members. And, you know, we operate with the thought or the idea that we're all one family and we're trying to help you, you know, help yourself. So, and that's one of the things that we've always taken that approach from, you know, providing service work. My dad was a contractor and I worked in the built environment from when I was, you know, my first tool was a broom. And then I finally graduated to a shovel and then they gave me a tool belt and I got a hammer. So that was that long process. Then I ended up in the Navy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've made this journey here and in providing customer service work to the general public for 30 years. You know, it's just, it's really important how you approach an indoor air quality issue with the idea of the customer outcome in mind. You know, it's like, what do they think the problem is? What are they asking you for? So, and, you know, I have people all the time that they're just like, well, I didn't want to call in on the air, but call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We're happy to set up an estimate and an inspection, kind of help you get figured out with, you know, what you've got going on as far as indoor air quality. You know, I've taken, I don't know, this month, probably 3 or 4 calls of sweating vents.
Wow.
And, you know, that's an issue that it amplifies. The attics are 130, 140 degrees right now. And then you're trying to push cold air through the ductwork in the attic. Well, if there's any insulation missing up there, you know, you just get to dew point and you're sweating like the outside of a glass iced tea on the duct system.
That's terrifying.
And that's what a lot of those, and people, it's hard to figure that out unless you've got decades of experience. And it's like, oh, we know exactly what that issue is. So we can help you with that.
We do have another question in our text line. And you, too, can ask a question, 850-437-1620. Here's the question. I have 2 dogs and 2 birds, 1 a cockatoo, that gives off very fine dander or dust. What filter would you recommend? I use the pleated type filter and change once a month, regardless of the condition.
Yep, and that's probably where you need to be. The sharply pleated one is a MERV 11 or MERV 13. If you look on the label on the filter packet when you buy that package, MERV 11, MERV 13, the AirSafe filter that we have has a patented, it's like 2 little windshield wiper gaskets that go around and create an airtight seal around the edge. Because a lot of those cardboard frames, when you put them in there, they'll move around. There's a little bit of slop in the filter grill. And that allows that bird dust and that pet dander and all that stuff to bypass your filter. So as long as your system is set up correctly where it can handle MERV 11 and MERV 13 filtration, that's what you want to be using in that scenario.
That's great.
And if, you know, so the rule of thumb is 1.5 to 2 square foot per ton on the air conditioner. And that's a hard thing to figure out if you're not kind of in the business. But, you know, if you know the size of your air conditioner, if we talk later, we'd be happy to help you with a filtration situation. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So
I love that. So remind me, did you, 1, where are you located? And 2, did I hear you recently did some upgrades to your building, your office?
Yeah. So we moved recently. We've always been in Gulf Breeze. And we were in Gulf Breeze proper for about 22 years. Earlier this year, we moved down the highway on 2550. We're in Unit B in Gulf Breeze Parkway. So it's right at the beginning of the traffic when you come out of the National Seashore there, going east in Gulf Breeze before you get the light at Ville Venice. There's an old IHOP restaurant there. It's now Taste of Thai, and we're in the back of that. We got a big parking area, a big warehouse. We're in a lot bigger, better space than where we were for all those years. And I was on a cul-de-sac for 22 years in Gulfreeze proper.
Wow.
So if anybody was coming down that dead-end street, they were coming to visit us or the mechanics next door. And so now we have a lot more traffic. We have a lot more people coming by, and we have a lot nicer space. So Vanessa's our office manager. Call her 850-934-2768. She's there physically from 7:30 to 4:30 every day. There's somebody at the shop. And we're happy to help you with, you know, whatever questions, concerns. There's a lot of people that come by and pick up filter replacement filters that they order when they, you know, are getting refills for their AirSafe filter. We've been selling that filter for 25 years at least. So
that's great to know. I know a lot of people go and try to find a filter, but I think coming to your business, you're going to be guaranteed that you're going to get the right filter.
You know, I get inquiries all the time like, man, this is, it's, I can't find this filter, you know, in the places that I go. So it's a standard filter, but it's not common. So there's a difference, you know, 20 by 25 is more common than a 20 by 24. And then at 18 by 30, that's an oddball filter. It's a big, good filter to have, but, you know, you can't always find it everywhere because they kind of stock the standard cookie cutter sizes. So we can help you with filtration, dryer vent cleaning, air duct cleaning, HVAC maintenance. I mean, if you need, you know, if you got a system that's not running correctly, let us come out and take a look at it and make sure that, you know, it's not giving you health issues because it's, you know, full of mold or microbial growth or hadn't been cleaned in 5 years.
We'll save you doctor's bills if you call Gulf Coast Air Care.
An asthma attack for a child and rushing off to the ER is, you know, can be offset in a lot of cases with maintenance and.
This has been great. Thank you so much, Todd, from Gulf Coast Air Care. Give them a call at 850-343-4098. Or if you want to learn a little bit more and you want to head over to their website, gulfcoastaircare.com. Any closing words, Todd?
No, thank you, Jess. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm sad that I didn't get serenaded by you and your daughter.